This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. There are about 230 million migrant workers in the world, people who have left poverty, war, or other dire circumstances to work in another country. They are amongst the most exploited workers in the world. That is why the International Migrants Alliance was created in Hong Kong in 2008. Eni Lestari, the chairperson of the alliance, is an Indonesian domestic worker and migrant rights activist based in Hong Kong. She spoke recently to a social justice forum organized by the Canadian Union of Public Employees.
I never wished to be a migrant myself, but because of the Asian financial crisis, that crisis really put everything upside down. That time, I was confronted between the choice of staying home with nothing to support my family because I still have my siblings back home. My family were indebted. So that time, a broker came to me and say, you know, if you want to fast money, you just have to be a migrant. You just have to sacrifice for several years, then you go home with a lot of money. So that time, it became a quick solution that I pick up. And this is a story that happened to millions of women and even men in the different part of the third world countries. So when I travel abroad, I thought, at least I will be treated as a human. And it was the other way around, because then the whole process of recruitment means you were confined, being trained, and prepared in a way that you are actually a product. You know, they cut my hair, they clean my body, they dress me in a way I am a servant of the family. So I cannot have a freedom of holding, even watching TV and so on. So they have this kind of very unique enslavement training. So that time it was the only chance to work abroad, and there's no other type of job I can even apply. You know, with that kind of education, I only graduated in high school. So when I arrived in Hong Kong, because after 5 months of being confined in the name of training, I thought I got my freedom by flying somewhere else. But there, another type of confinement happened because the agency took away my documents. I was paperless, and then they confined me in a house without holiday, and they keep telling me, you are a new person, you don't have right like others. You don't have holiday for 2 years at least, and then you only get 50% of your pay because you don't have any experience. And I thought it was legal because many of my friends are like that, and I didn't realize it was not. So, but that kind of information, I never knew it. And none of the information is available for me to even read it, because every single paper was taken away from me. So when I realized that, which is after 5 months when I became very suffocated by the whole treatment, I slept without a proper mattress, they don't allow me to go out, not allowing to talk to people, they force me to eat egg every day simply because that's the cheapest food they say they can afford. They don't allow me to use washing machine. It was winter, my first winter ever abroad. So it was very humiliating, but I did not know what to do. I keep calling the agency for the help, and the agency say, hey, if you want the money, you better survive, because after 2 years, you get your freedom. And it was very difficult. I tried to survive, no matter how difficult it was. But after 7 months, I told myself I had to make another big decision between leaving the job, which means I cannot support my family because I cannot earn money, or staying in that kind of abusive situation. And I was really bullied a lot. It was really an enslavement that it was not necessary. But I knew it later on. So when I ran away, then it opened the whole horizon that, you know, the whole labor migration is a scheme. It's a scheme because we were meant to be a slave in another country. We were not allowed to know our rights. We were confined in a way that we do not contact people. The passport is being taken away. I realized all women in Asia who became a domestic workers like myself, from the Philippines, from Sri Lanka, Nepal, India, they were actually the new faces of the slave today.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.